Shalom uvracha to all. It's such a privilege to be able to share Torah on this incredible platform. What a schus, kol al Torah schayim, to mamash be connected to a international network, mamash a movement of Yidin who are connected to the Torah of the Nachal Nevi HaMakar Chachma, Rabbi Nunach ben Menfega, schusia gunaleinu, whose Torah is quite literally a Torah schayim. Va'atim ha'dveikim ba'ashem le'keichem chayim kul chamayoyim. Rabbi Nachman's Torah is a Torah of dveikus. Rabbi Nachman's Torah is a Torah of life in all of its manifold aspects. Rabbi Nachman's Torah is a Torah of warmth, is a Torah of light, is a Torah of vitality, is a Torah of hope, is a Torah of vision, of futuristic experience, where a person feels that mamish, they're zoichet to become a little bit of a channel connected to that great sinar of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov to bring the light of the Geula further and further down into our world. And the aspect of Ha'esha Li, Rabbi Nachman said, my fire, how incredible. He knew he was a fire. Ha'esh Ali Tukat Ad Bias HaMashiach doesn't simply mean that Rabbi Nachman's fire will continue to burn until Mashiach comes. It means that Rabbi Nachman's fire will continue to spread and spread and spread ad until Bias HaMashiach. It itself brings about the coming of Mashiach, as Rabbi Nachman said about his Sefer, HaSefer Shalihu Aschalta de Geula. Rabbi Nachman's Sefer is the beginning of the redemption. And that's certainly true on a collective level. And the more that Rabbi Nachman's Torah spreads, as it is spreading through this incredible network and this incredible learning program, the closer and closer the world becomes to the consciousness of the redemption. And the more that we manifest that awareness and that level of perspective, but it's maybe even more true on the individual level. For each and every one of us, like Rabbi Nassan writes in the Hakdama to Likutei Maran, Rabbi Nassan says that the whole purpose of the Sefer is loymar le'asurim se'u, to those who feel trapped, those who feel chained, those who feel held captive by the lower, baser elements of unconsciousness and constriction and egoic experience in this world and feeling disconnected from Hashem, loymar le'asurim se'u, that they should be free, whatever the exact wording is, to those who sit in darkness, higalu, be redeemed. Rabbi Nachman's Torah is aschalta de geula, for the individual that's sitting in darkness, that's feeling chained, like all of us are, in one degree or another, in the ikvasa de Mashiach, minutes to dawn, for those of us that merit to connect to this sinar, to this channel that's called the neshama of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, the tzaddik emes, to those people, they experience aschalta de geula. Immediately, they feel that Torah chayim, that Torah of dveikus, that Torah of a fire, of warmth and of vision and of clarity that brings their world to life and helps them access a consciousness of redemption and of hope and of joy. And what a privilege to be among those that are connected to this sinar, Oisius Ratzon, Rabbi Nachman, who awakens within us the deepest Ratzon that all of us have, at the essence of our being, that we want nothing other than to be Davok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than to channel the Tachlis in each and every moment, and to truly live, in Kipshutai, Mamish, to really live, not just to survive, but to thrive. And in so doing, to continue to channel down the spirit of life into the world, the universe, bring us all closer to Geula individually and collectively. So I consider it a tremendous chus to have been given this opportunity to share. Be'ezus Hashem, I'll be sharing short videos a few times a week and really ligging, holding mamish in the sugya along with this incredible chabura of Yidden of Kol Taras Chaim, and it's just an incredible privilege. So thank you all for being a part of it, and Ashreinu, we mamish have to spread it. All of us should recognize that we have an achrayus, we have an absolute achrayus as those who are connected to the tzaddik to find a way, a bigger way, a smaller way, to speak about these teachings, to write about these teachings, to refer people to these teachings, to these shiurim, to buy books for people, and really in every way that we can serve as these mini channels connected to this great stream, the Nachal Nevi HaMakar Kar Chachma, so that Rabbi Nachman's life-giving waters trickle down in all the ways that it needs to, and to all the Yidden that it needs to reach, and that we can mamish be a part of this movement, B'siyat Rishmai. So I just want to share a tiny, small idea from Torah Nun Vav, which we're learning now. What an exalted teaching. And there's so much to say, and there's so much that you can't even say. That's just the Bechin of Kol Chad Lefum Adam Ishar Belibe Sichas Ran Aleph, Ki Ani Adati Ki Gadol Hashem. I'm sitting here learning this Torah, thinking of how I can give over any part of it. It's just so, it's beyond words, mamish. It's mamish, a gilui, atzum v'noira. It's an awesome revelation. But I'll just share one tiny idea to start from the very beginning. Ki yesh b'chol echad miYisrael b'chinas malchus. Rabbi Nachman says each and every member of the Jewish nation has an aspect of malchus inside of them. What does malchus mean? It means a million things. Every aspect of Torah really is so deep, particularly Rabbi Nachman's Torah, that he wanted each of us to be mechadish in, which is one of the aims of Kol Taras Chaim. But ultimately, we all have an aspect of sovereignty, an aspect of leadership, an aspect of hashpa'a, of influence. Each person, in accordance with their root soul, so they have an aspect of malchus, of sovereignty. Yeshu shar bebesai, some people lead their household, Yeshu maishal beyaiser, and some people have a greater degree of influence, v'chein Yeshu maishal kol olam, etc. And that's, Rabbi Nachman develops that idea further, that by the way, I'll just give you a little hint to what we're going to speak about later, this concept of hidden and revealed, of hidden and revealed malchus, and then we're going to see hidden and revealed worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or through idols, then becomes reflected later in the lesson in Astara and Astara Shebaseich Astara and revealing the Astaras. It's all one theme throughout the lesson, which we'll touch upon. But the important thing to know, Rabbi Nachman's giving us chizik, no matter who you think you are and how much a person thinks that they have no value, says the Rebbe, Kol Echad has a bechina of malchus. There's nobody in Am Yisrael that doesn't. We are all leaders. We are all here to reveal a vision for the world, and we should all feel that confidence, that malchus. Hashem should bless us to remain connected in this deepest way.